We now present a playlet on Radio Maria England, produced by Tricolore Theatre Company, in collaboration with Ghirelli and the Catholic Performing Arts Association, also known as CAPA. Do sit back and enjoy.
Stories from Jonah. The dog in the boat. My name is Jonah, and I am a watchdog. Many of my friends watch over flocks of sheep and other animals, but I am a very special watchdog because I sometimes travel by boat. The first time I went to sea in a fishing boat, I felt sick, because there was a great storm and the boat rocked from side to side and went up and down in the waves. The sea came over the side and my coat got soaked and I felt miserable and cold. Eventually, I got used to the waves and came to like the gentle rocking and the sea breeze when all was calm. Best of all, though, is coming ashore because it's almost time for my food. But before we go home, my master Simon mends any holes in the fishing nets while I stretch out on the shore in the sunshine and fall asleep, especially if we've been out all night. The other fisherman on our boat is Simon's brother Andrew, and their friends James and John are also fishermen. They throw sticks for me to fetch and bring back. I'm very good at chasing sticks. And rabbits too. One day, when we had just arrived back on the shore, a man I did not know came by. Someone mentioned that a carpenter from Nazareth was here, and I thought there must be a hole in the boat if we needed a carpenter to visit. I couldn't see any problem though, and was curious why he had come. The visitor came over and patted my head and scratched my ears, and I thought he was very friendly. He asked Simon my name, and he said,
Jonah.
The carpenter smiled and asked,
Are you expecting him to be swallowed by a whale?
No, he's named after my father.
I was relieved to hear that, as I didn't want to get swallowed by anything. All of a sudden, the carpenter asked Simon, Andrew, James and John to follow him, and off they went. I found out later that the carpenter's name was Jesus. Zebedee, James and John's dad, just stood there scratching his head and looking a bit puzzled. I knew Mrs. Zebedee would worry about her sons, as they sometimes quarrelled with each other. They're both kind to me, though, and I hope that Jesus the carpenter would be kind to them all. It turned out that Jesus was really a preacher and a healer, and lots of people followed him wherever he went. He would help those who were sick and make them well, and he never asked them for any money. One day, Simon and Andrew came home and asked their mum and dad if they could take me for a special day out. Lots of people were coming to hear Jesus speak, and I wondered if he would remember me from that first day when I saw him on the shore. He smiled when he saw me and, just as before, patted my head and scratched behind my ears. He said,
Welcome, Jonah. It is good to see you again.
There were so many people there, I was worried that I'd get lost in the crowd. After we'd been there for a very long time in the hot sun, people were getting tired and some of Jesus' friends asked him what they should do, as everyone was getting hungry. They suggested that they should send the crowd off to the town to buy food. Jesus said,
No.
And asked what food everyone had with them. It turned out that no one had thought to bring any. All that could be found were five little loaves and a couple of fish. If they had asked Zebedee and the other fishermen beforehand, they could have given them some fish from the morning catch. As it turned out, Jesus took the little loaves and started breaking them up into smaller pieces. And the same with the fish. Suddenly, there seemed to be loads of food, and everyone had a really good picnic. There was even enough for me, and it was the best bread I had ever eaten. The fish was tasty too. I wouldn't say so to Mrs. Zebedee, though, because she thinks she's the best baker and best cook in the world. I was surprised that a carpenter could make such wonderful food for so many people. I think the word people used was miracle. That sounds like a good word. I now want to tell you about the night of a very frightening storm. We were all in the boat and far from shore when a great wind suddenly blew up and the waves became so rough that we all thought the boat was about to turn over. I was wondering if I might end up meeting a whale after all. Jesus had stretched out at the back of the boat and had fallen asleep. All the others were amazed that he could sleep in such a storm, and I was too. Oh, we were so frightened that one of the crew called out,
"We're going to sink! Don't you care?"
Jesus opened his eyes and stood up. In his usual gentle voice, he said,
"Be still."
And I thought he was talking to the fishermen. But he wasn't. He was speaking to the storm. And it stopped. Everybody just stood and stared. Me too. I ran over to Jesus and he patted my head and said,
"Do not be afraid, Jonah. You are safe."
I knew I was safe and shook the rain and seawater from my coat and then went to the seat where Jesus had been sleeping and curled up and fell asleep. My next story is a sad one, and I don't really know what went on. But one day, Simon came home very early. He had been out all night long, and I didn't know where he'd been. He hadn't been fishing, otherwise I'd have been there too. He came into the house and he was crying. I thought he must have a horrible pain, and I walked slowly over to him and stood close to him so that he could see that I would look after him. He's my master after all. Simon's wife came into the room and Simon said,
"I told them I did not know him. Not only that, I said it 3 times. The people in the courtyard had been looking at me as I was warming my hands at the fire and they said I was one of them. I was so scared that I said I did not know him. And you know, Jesus had said that I would deny knowing him and I said I would never do that. Now I have. I'm so sorry, but it's too late as I will never see him again."
Simon's wife went over to him, gently guided him to a chair and made him sit down. He sat down and buried his head in his hands and continued to weep. Simon's wife then patted my head and put some food and water for me just outside the door. And I went to have my breakfast. I still did not know what had happened to make Simon so sad, but hoped that it would not be too long before he was happy again. My next story about my master Simon and Jesus is about a fishing trip. This time, the fishermen were very, very sad, and they didn't speak much all night long. They put out the nets and caught some fish, and I thought that this would make them happier. But it didn't. I just sat very still in case they'd get upset if I tried to play games. As we came back to the shore, one of the men shouted,
"Look, it's Jesus!"
And there he was, standing on the shore, and he had lit a little fire and was warming his hands. He smiled and waved at us as the fishermen pulled the boat up onto the shore and gathered in the nets.
"Have you caught anything?"
asked Jesus, and they gave him a couple of fish from the catch. He put them on the little fire, and we had a barbecued breakfast. He had brought some bread, and we all ate and really enjoyed it. Like the time he fed all the people with a couple of fish and five little loaves, this food was wonderful. And I've never seen the fishermen so happy. As I sat beside Jesus on the shore, I noticed that he had some cuts on his hands, which I hadn't seen before, and hoped they weren't hurting him. I also hoped that he would give his barbecue recipes to Mrs. Zebedee and to Simon and Andrew's mum too. I end my story by telling you about a new job which I will be doing soon. When I told you about seeing Jesus by the lake shore when we all had breakfast together, he and Simon were talking. I was sitting beside them and heard Jesus ask Simon,
"Do you love me?"
Simon said,
"Lord, you know that I love you."
I knew that was true because he would not have been working with him for such a long time if he did not like him. Anyway, when Jesus heard Simon say that he loved him, he told him to
feed my lambs.
I didn't know Jesus had any lambs, but Simon agreed to feed them and also the sheep. So it looks as if I will be having a new job helping to gather up sheep and lambs so that they can be well fed and looked after. I have seen the sheepdogs working in the fields, and I think I'll be able to do it. I never thought when I was working with the fishermen on their boat that I would be working with shepherds too. How exciting! Meeting Jesus has really changed my life.
Thank you for joining us for this playlet, lovingly created for Radio Maria by Tricolore Theatre Company, in collaboration with Girelli and the Catholic Performing Arts Association, also known as CAPA. To find out more about these broadcasts, do visit www.radiomariaengland.uk.
You've been listening to a podcast from Radio Maria. If you enjoy these programs, please consider becoming one of our monthly donors. All you need to do is visit www.radiomariaengland.uk and click on the Support Us tab for various options. We rely entirely on donations, so thank you to all our listeners for their generous support.